This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Just a moment. Welcome to the Jam Podcast. Just a moment. Welcome to the Jam Podcast. Just a moment. Welcome to the Jam Podcast. This is the Just a Moment podcast, where we pause to reflect on life through the lens of poetry and prose.
Welcome back to another episode of the Just a Moment podcast, the Jam Pod, where we pause to reflect on life through the lens of poetry and prose. Now, while I may use poetry as the backdrop for this podcast, I take every opportunity provided in this space to share my perspective, to share a thought as we reflect on the moments that life affords. Because moments are all we will ever get in this lifetime. A moment here and a moment there. Now, I am Sean N. Graham, host of The Jam Pod. I'm a poet, I'm an author, and a speaker. And I count it an honor to share what God has laid on my heart. I know what God has done for me. He has extended mercy to me time and time again. So I'm humbled that He is still choosing me today. So I count it an honor and a privilege to show up in this space every week. Now, if you are tuning in for the very first time, let me welcome you to the Just a Moment podcast. I pray you find value in what is shared in this space. And I also pray that there is a connection between my thoughts and your heart. I also pray that you will continue to tune in every week, that you will check out the new episodes on the Jam Pod. A new episode is available on Tuesdays, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, wherever podcasts are available. YouTube, RSS.com, Apple Podcasts, Amazon. Yes, check us out there. Now, if you have subscribed, thank you for doing so. And if you have not subscribed as yet, I'm inviting you to take that step. And while you're at it, please hit that notification bell so you will be notified once the new episodes are available. And also, please remember, leave me a comment as well. I would love to chit-chat with you. Let me know how the episodes have encouraged you. And if you have missed any one of the previous episodes, I encourage you to also go back and watch them as well. I know you will find value in what God has allowed me to share in this space. And share them. Share them with someone else. Encourage someone who might just need to be reminded that they're loved, that they matter, and that they are equipped to handle what this life may send his or her way. A big thank you, though. A big thank you to everyone who stops by to check out the Jam Pod every week. From the bottom of my heart, I am truly grateful. And so last Saturday on July 26th, we went live on YouTube with Just a Moment in Prayer, Communion and Conversations. First, let me thank everyone who joined the live. And for those who attempted to join, thank you as well. We know life is unpredictable. And sometimes, irrespective of how much we prepare, issues can still pop up. And we had our share on Saturday. We started a bit later than was expected, but we went ahead and we did it anyway. Now, we have taken note of what was amiss, and we will be more than ready, or quite ready, for the next live, Just a Moment in Prayer, on August 23rd, 2025, at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yes, we will go live on the fourth Saturday of every month. So join us as we gather for a time of encouragement, reflection, and prayer. And I will be making reminders on each episode for you to join us for Just a Moment in Prayer on YouTube Live. Again, it will be held on the fourth Saturday of every month. And I'm looking forward to meeting you there. I want you to stay tuned for more information on the things that I'm currently working on. Some new books, new merchandise, and a whole lot more. Additional information will be forthcoming. God has placed so much on the inside of me. There's so much I want to share. And so I'm working on a whole lot. I will provide more information as they become available. In today's episode, I just want to drop this thought. I want to drop this perspective. And so the title of this episode is Do Not Give Up. Do not quit. It's just a moment. I say the title again so we can grab a hold of it. Do not give up. Do not quit. It's just a moment. I want you to think on that. Think on that. Because, you know, we launched Just a Moment in Prayer on last Saturday. And as I dealt with the delay on getting the live feed started, I became a bit frustrated. Why? Because I expected everything to go as planned. I didn't want to have to deal with the hiccups. I was thinking about the people who were joining and wouldn't have access to the feed. It was as if I was trying to check a box. Now, just maybe, I had some control over why things didn't go as planned. Maybe I didn't have control over why things didn't go as planned, right? I had twisted my foot earlier in the day, so everything had been slowed down. I was hopping around in pain. I was saying, Lord, why today of all days, right? Now, my daughter was with her dad, and I had my day planned out. And I was just going to be in a meditative mood as I prepared for Just a Moment in Prayer, but now here I am in pain. I wanted to get some fresh air. I had told my brother to let's go to the park and play some tennis. I just wanted to hit some of whatever I was dealing with, the things I was dealing with out of me. However, after about an hour of playing tennis, I twisted my foot. So my mind is processing this pain while I'm preparing mentally and physically. That was a lot because my mind is on the pain in my foot more than anything else. And so here we get to 9 p.m. and the live is not going right. What a day. What a day. Finally, around 9:20, we got everything working the way it should, right? And after it was finished, I felt this heaviness in my heart. I felt tired. And I experienced a few other emotions in that moment. I just had to cry out to God. And I'm being honest and open and real. I went and I sat on the floor in my closet and I cried and I cried and I cried. But as I sat there crying, it was as if God came and sat right down there with me. And he asked me, whose expectations were you trying to meet anyway? Whose expectations were you trying to meet anyway? Aren't we guilty of that? Who gave you this mandate? Who called you? Who gave you the gifts that you have? In that moment, the truth is, I thought about why I was doing the podcast, why I was doing Just a Moment in Prayer, not for money, but to share what God has laid on my heart, to share a thought, to share a perspective, to encourage someone, to motivate someone to move, to use the gifts that God has given me. I was doing all of this with Jesus at the center of it all. I recalled in that moment Jesus's journey to Calvary. Badly beaten. He was bruised. He was in pain. Think about that. With the cross over his shoulder, walking up that hill to Calvary, carrying our sins, our mistakes, our past, everything we would ever do wrong. And I'm thinking, if he did all of that for me, surely I could work through my pain to show up and not be overwhelmed. The truth of the matter is, we can only do our part. We can only do our part. If God has called you to show up, then show up. If he has called you to do something, do it. If he has called you to go somewhere, take that journey. Work through the kinks and keep going. Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Don't throw in the towel. Frustration can drive you to throw in the towel. It led me to that place on Saturday, to give up. The enemy will whisper that you're not qualified. You're not good enough. You don't have what it takes. What you're doing doesn't matter. He will say, who cares? But I implore you, I will encourage you. When he whispers, you will have to speak loudly back at him that you are better than good enough, that you do have what it takes, that what you are doing does matter, that you are equipped for this journey. Why am I saying all this? Why am I sharing this? Because I don't want you to get caught up with this hype that is portrayed sometimes on social media and everywhere else. Every day will not be all cookies and cream. We won't be happy all the time. Things might not always be smooth sailing. Because amidst the high moments, there might be low moments. It can be easy to get deterred, but do not quit. Keep running this race. Embrace every moment, good or bad, happy or sad. Setbacks are just another moment that we get to journey through. It's life. It's life. Think about Jesus again in the Garden of Gethsemane. Before he was taken and beaten and crucified, where he cried out to God to take this cup from him in Luke chapter 22. His humanity cried out and asked God to remove what he was about to endure, this cup that he had to drink from. But his divinity stood up and said, "Not my will, but thy will be done." Go back, read Luke chapter 22. You will see that starting around verse 42 down to 44. Read it. He says, "Not my will, but thy will be done." He was weak. His flesh was weak, but his divinity said, "Lord, not my will, but thine be done." And you see, that is my prayer in this season, that God's will be done in me, in the moments he gives me. And I pray that is your will as well, that God's will be done in you, in the moments, in the seasons that he gives you. And the poem that I will be sharing in this episode is the essence of the podcast. The first poem I shared when I launched the podcast, "Just a Moment, Just a Moment." It's the essence of this podcast, which is a reminder to embrace life's moments, good or bad, happy or sad. Just a moment. Just a moment to taste the newness of life. Moment to recognize that yesterday was survived. Embracing every minute and the seasons we have. For despite life's challenges, there's always a moment to be glad. A moment sometimes to shed some tears. A moment sometimes to laugh the world away. Some moments to remember and some moments to forget, and some to just stay in the not now or the not yet. In some of these moments, life knocks you off your feet. Some moments can be bitter and some moments can be sweet. But what you do with a moment is really up to you. From what it brings before you, you will get to choose. So utilize every moment that life sends your way. Don't live for tomorrow. Take a hold of your today. Live every day as if it were your last. Get on life stage and be a part of its cast. A moment gone can never be retrieved. So live appreciating life's gifts that you have received. Let's use every moment to capture the essence of life. Let's savor every flavor, every bite, every slice. Remember, all we get are just moments. Forever they don't last. Sometimes we get to see them as a blast from the past. No way to go back and remake them again. So we've got to appreciate the gift in the day that we have been given. Take a hold of your moments. I am taking a hold of mine. Embrace the days you've been afforded. Never waste the time. We can't live in yesterday since it's already gone. So let's turn yesterday's challenges into today's stepping stones. We see the shortness of the hour, the constant ebb and flow of life. Today we might be riding those high waves, and yet tomorrow we might just be stranded because of the low tide. You see, it's really just a moment. The good, the bad, the ugly, and everything in between. Yeah, all we have is just a moment. So let's go ahead and live our dreams, for time does not stand still. It won't wait for you and me. We should release all of our inhibitions and become whom God created us to be. For all we get is just a moment. Just a moment. Can you purpose in your heart in this season to not give up? To not quit, because it's really just a moment. That's the question for you this week. Do not give up. Do not quit. It's really just a moment. Can you do that for you? Think about that as you journey through this week. It's really just a moment. Yeah, it's really just a moment. And so we'll meet again next week. God's willing. Same place, same time, here on the Jam Pod, the Just a Moment podcast. Remember, new episodes are available Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, wherever podcasts are available. YouTube, Apple Podcasts, RSS, Amazon, to name a few. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that notification bell. You can also check out my website, seanandgraham.net, and justamoment.live. One thing I want to leave with you, and I leave this every week, a reminder, moments that are gone won't come back. Missed moments can never be recaptured. They can never be retrieved. Take a hold of your moments. I am taking a hold of mine, good or bad, happy or sad. That's all that life affords. Moments. A moment here and a moment there. Capture them. Take a hold of them. Don't forget to put God first in all that you do. And be good to yourself. And be true to who you are. Don't beat yourself up. Give yourself some space. Give yourself some grace. Yes. And wherever this week may find you, wherever this week may find you, don't give up. Don't quit. Embrace the moments that life sends your way. I am determined to walk in my moments, and I pray that you are determined to walk in your moments. I'll see you next week on the Just a Moment podcast, the Jam Pod.
Just a moment. Welcome to the Jam Podcast. Just a moment. Welcome to the Jam Podcast. Just a moment.
Welcome to the Jam Podcast. This is the Just a Moment Podcast, where we pause to reflect on life through the lens of poetry and prose.
Time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.